The Great Fire. July the 8th, 1892, in St. John's, was a hot, dry day. The strong wind from the west gave little relief. Thomas Fitzpatrick had put in a hard day's work on the property of Timothy O'Brien, on the upper levels of the east of the town. He was in the barn doing a few final chores when he dropped his pipe into a bale of hay, which ignited, and there was no water. The water main had been shut down earlier in the day and had not been refilled to the elevation of the O'Brien property. There was a reserve tank nearby, but it had been emptied to be cleaned and had not been refilled. The barn was soon engulfed in flames, and the wind showered the town with sparks. When the fire was over, two-thirds of St. John's was smouldering ruins, and 1,900 families were left homeless. This was the third great fire. Fire of 1817, fire of 1846, and then 1892. And this certainly left an indelible mark on the city.